With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court has weakened somewhat a landmark civil rights era lawsuit that increased minority representation in Congress. The vote 6-3, and the court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Now, the decision opens the door for more redistricting efforts across the country, could aid Republican efforts to control the House. Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock, not a happy person right now.
This Trump Supreme Court just threw out the protections that were earned by the civil rights movement. Those who bled, who fought, and who died so that people might have a voice. So that the people might have a voice in their own house.
But Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito wrote, allowing race to play any part in government decision-making represents a departure from the constitutional rule that applies to almost every other context. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth facing some sharp criticism about the Iran war. During his appearance before Congress, there is correspondent Greg Plugson with a look at what turned out to be a pretty fiery day on Capitol Hill.
Testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the war started, Hegseth defended the military operations during tense exchanges with Democrats, including California's John Garamendi.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one. And so has the president.
Hegseth accused congressional Democrats of being the Pentagon's biggest adversary.
You sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission.
The Pentagon says the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
And this is SRN News. Young Americans are weighing in on the matter of marriage and family. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Wyoming judge blocking a new state law banning abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy, while a lawsuit challenging the provision moves on. It is the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in Wyoming since the state Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion pill bans in January. This is SRN News. Well, the situation is worsening on a daily basis in parts of Thailand. Toxic runoff from the rare earth industry raising alarm in the Chiang Rai region in northern Thailand. Key problem? Toxic metal pollutions involving runoffs that reportedly have been affecting nearby farming communities.
The Mekong River, which flows through six countries, is the lifeblood for nearly 70 million people here in mainland Southeast Asia. I'm reporting from northern Thailand at the confluence of one of the Mekong River's tributaries, which has been exposed to heavy metal pollutants from mining operations upstream. Rising international demand for rare earth elements needed to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and electronics like your smartphone is driving a boom in mining in upstream Myanmar and Laos. Toxic runoff from these operations is posing an environmental risk to the Mekong, as well as jeopardizing the life, livelihoods, and cultures of many river-reliant communities here in northern Thailand.
And more details at srnnews.com.